Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys for joining us this beautiful Tuesday evening. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to join us. And for that, we're totally grateful, and we don't take it for granted. I want to thank our sponsors for going into On Fire to Inspire. We have travel ambassador and business coach Elder Cornelia Brown, and she can save you on travel savings through your own personal portal. And you can also reach out to her at 404-786-0873, or you can visit www.wildearthsparkle.iboomerang.com. That's www.wildearthsparkle.iboomerang.com. And iBoomerang is spelled I-B-U-U-M-E-R-A-N-G. Make sure you let her know you heard it here on Fire to Inspire. Again, she can help you with guaranteed savings on hotels, on vacation packages. Those are the huge savings on the vacation packages. And you have access to your own personal portal forever. And if you're interested in making your own some extra cash, she can help you with that as well. Again, that is travel ambassador and business coach Elder Cornelia Brown at 404-786-0873. Then we have Vodiology for your commercials, your infomercials, your jingles, your videos. Vodiology is spelled V and then the word audio, A-U-D-I-O, and then L-O-G-Y. And you contact them at 706-873-1519. Now, all of our sponsors do have Facebook presence, so you can also check that out. Then we have Afographics. Afographics is here to take care of all your graphics needs. So anything you need to be done that is graphics related, they can take care of it. Anything, even photos, your business cards, your flyers, any flyer that you see or any graphics that you see that is from On Fire to Inspire, sound up by Afographics. And that's spelled A-P-H-O-G-R-A, F as in Frank, X as in X-ray. Post-surgery care of Atlanta, where aftercare matters most. Schedule your free consultation with aftercare need for your aftercare needs at 470-298-2630. That was 470-298-2630. And you can visit them also at www.postsurgeryatlanta.org, postsurgeryatlanta.org. Again, all of the sponsors have Facebook presence. And y'all don't forget to go out and get your 21-day mind detox book. You can read a page a day. Even though you don't like reading a page a day, you know you can do that. So that is the 21-day mind detox written by yours truly. And the cost is only $2.99 for your ebook. So thank you again to all of our sponsors. And y'all, tonight I'm excited about tonight's topic and tonight's period, because we are going to be talking about the wealth in sacrifice. And our guest tonight is our very own sister, Ms. Deidre Novette. Now, she's the one that you hear singing on our new jingle. And the new jingle, you heard that, but you only heard like a snippet of it. We're going to actually bring in the whole song very, very soon. But we're going to bring Deidre in with us. Let's see here. Deidre, are you on the live with us, girlie? Welcome, welcome.
I am on the line. How are you? Miss On Fire to Inspire. How are you?
I am great. Welcome, welcome. Now, are you on the Facebook Live right now?
I am actually, I do have my Facebook up, but I'm not.
Okay, you have it up. All right. I just sent you an invite. Do you see it?
Let's see. We won't have no technical difficulties today, Devil.
Oh, no. We cancel all of that today in Jesus' name.
All right. I did not get an invite. Oh.
You don't see it?
No, I don't see an invite. No, ma'am, I don't.
Oh, wow. Let's see here. We try it again.
Isn't that something?
Oh, yeah. It is a light, and it's going to work today. You get it?
But no, I did not. No, I didn't get a lot. I didn't get an invite. I don't see you pop up on my Facebook at all, period.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-mm. And you're live already?
I am live already. Pull up my personal page and see if you see it. And once you pop up, then I can actually invite you in.
Okay. All right. I see you.
Yeah, Alan, bear with us. So just a few moments. We try to keep this going because.
Okay. Well, I'm going to keep on working on it. But in the meantime, I want to thank you for allowing me to come to your show. It's an honor. It's a privilege. It's a blessing to be able to fellowship with you over the airwaves. Amen.
Amen, amen. Now, I want you to introduce, as we're pulling, trying to get you in here, I want you to introduce yourself to the On Fire Inspire family.
Hello again to everybody out there in internet, radio land, Facebook land, Twitter land, Instagram land, whatever land you might be in. My name is Deidre Norvett. The Deidre Norvett, the official Deidre Norvett. I am coming to you guys live. I am here in the state of Georgia, but by way of Chicago. And I do still love my Windy City, even though I'm down here in the country. I am a city girl. Yes.
Amen.
So, I love the Southern hospitality, but I am part of Chi-Town's finest. I believe that.
All right. Do you see it yet?
I don't. And I mean, I'm on Facebook. I'm very familiar with it. And I mean, I haven't gotten an invite. I'm actually on your page.
You don't see my live?
I don't even see you live right now. No, ma'am.
Okay. Let me see what's going on.
Actually, I see you doing activity wise is actually what you posted about an hour ago. Regarding the interview, but we won't let it stop.
All right. You know what? What I'm going to do is actually close this out and start a new one if you can't see it.
Okay.
That makes no sense. I actually set that up about.
Oh, there you go. Now you see, you just closed out. You were just live 8 minutes ago. I'm looking at that when we first started, but it's like you closed out already?
I was closing it out because that's the one I was trying to invite you in on. I'm going to do a new one.
Okay. All right. We will not be defeated today, devil.
We will not be. It is impossible.
You're looking pretty, sister.
Oh, girl, you are too. You are too. I already know. Let's see here.
Listen. All right. So, I see where you went live just not too long ago, and you closed that out of it. Are you live again?
Okay. I just went live again.
All right.
And let me see if I can invite you now.
There you go right there. All right. I'm with you now.
You're with me this time. All right.
Okay. Let me get my phone. Acclimated here. Okay. I don't know. I am.
All right, I just sent you an invitation to add you onto the screen with me.
Okay, hold on just one second.
All
right. Give me one more.
All right.
There we go. All right. All right.
That is perfect. Let me turn the volume down on this other unit. All right. Here we go. How you doing this evening, Queen?
Hey, how are you? I got to put my phone to my ear only because if I put it on speaker, then we're going to get an echo.
I understand. Yes, ma'am, I do understand. Now, as we were, like I said, as we were trying to get this thing started, you couldn't see me till I was ending it, but guess what? We got a new start. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We got a new start. Beautiful. Your husband said hi, mommy.
Hi, baby.
Oh,
she's probably online right now watching.
Gotcha. Well, a great evening and welcome, and thank you so much. So we were going to make a couple of announcements tonight, but it was supposed to play the entire song for the intro, but it did not. So that's okay, because we can actually listen to it together as they actually hear it debut tonight. Welcome, everybody.
It's just welcome. Hey, everybody. How y'all doing?
As well as Internet Land. On Friday and start, welcome. We have DJ Novette that have joined us, and we thank you for your patience as we worked out those technical difficulties.
Amen.
You guys can go ahead and share the video and bring people on so they can hear the new song and hear our several announcements and things of that nature. Now, DJ, I'm going to go ahead and play the new song. All right, so here we go. As we're playing this, you can be listening and sharing and inviting people on to listen to the interview. So here we go with the full song of On Fire jingle. I had been playing for the last couple of weeks just a little 20-second teaser, but tonight we played the full song, and this is our vocalist, Miss Deidre Norvette.
I found
her.
I had so much fun. We had so much fun. It was awesome working with Marty Oshie on this. We asked me to do it. I was excited. I was like, man, I'm sure. We finally went into the studio. Put it together.
I was so excited because it's one thing to present something that you want done, And it's a whole nother thing when you get the finished product back, even like with writing your books and stuff. When you get it bound and present it back to you, you're like, oh my God,
yeah, I know, right?
So I just give God praise, and I thank God for you sharing your gift with us.
Thank you.
Thank you again. So for those of you who are joining us on Radio Land, as well as Facebook Live, we have Ms. Deidre Norvette on with us, and she is the voice that you heard on Fire to Inspire's new song, a new jingle. So that's our intro and outro song. So we're so excited. So tell us, the topic we have is wealth and sacrifice. What does that topic mean to you, Deidre?
The wealth and sacrifice. First of all, it's an oxymoron, if you ask me. You're telling me there's wealth in my sacrifice. And most of the time when you look at that, most people don't see anything where it coming from having it here. One of the things that I'm learning, and this may say sound cliche, but I really don't care because it's real, is that it's so much more to give than to receive.
Yes.
And giving requires a sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
It requires a sacrifice. And so what I'm learning is that in order to get to that greater thing, everybody's looking for the next good thing. But I'm looking for the next great thing. And sometimes you have to sacrifice those little good things to get to that great thing. And so what the wealth of sacrifice means to me is that everything is greater than gold.
Say
that. And I have to say that at 38 years old, yes, I'm 38 years old, I felt like I was too old to be trying to pursue my dream. My dream is always going to be music, to write music, to sing music, to not necessarily be a star, but just do my music and do it the way I like to do it and the way God gave it to me.
Right.
So that sacrifice is me saying that, here's a perfect example. God gave Abraham and Sarah a promise.
Right.
Gave him a promise. And it wasn't that he was going to come. It's just that he was going to do it in his time.
Right.
So when he did that, he was going to feel like at one point in life, I was too old to try to lose this. I feel it in his God gave me, and so that he was going to have a sacrifice along the way. In order to get to this place where I'm here, I'm in this thing, and guess what? I'm not going to sacrifice the manifestation of the promise of God gave me. I got one thing over my head. Amen. And that's because of the promise. And so that's what the sacrifice is to me. Sacrifice is very much too old. If I could bless Sarah with a baby in her mind, what more do you think I could do for you? I'm no different than Sarah.
Yes.
But there are some things I have to sacrifice and some things I have to let go of. Let go of some things I have to take in that I didn't want to do. So that's where that level of sacrifice comes from.
Amen. So you have some great stuff on the horizon. You want to jump into that?
Okay, so I've been working in conjunction with my management team and the
inspire people to just really accept themselves, to understand how God feels about them. And God takes us just as we are. And that's what He is all about. And so that's what we got coming up here soon. And since we're talking about it, I'm going to say, the release date for this is me. You guys should be looking for outlook, the EP that is. We will be pushing the single Amazing. However, it will be released August the 14th, 2019. Amen. Amen. A special day for myself and another special someone in my life. He knows who he is and his opinion in my life. Amen. So that is the day. August 14th, 2019, we'll be looking forward. It will be available to you guys to download and share and just press if you find it on August.
All right. I love it. I love it. And for those of you who are joining us, because, you know, you're constantly on Facebook world and even in radio world, you have people that are kind of jumping in and jumping out. You're hearing the voice of DJ Novette, and I'm telling you guys, you got to look, mark your calendar for August 14th. Because you want to get this new, what do you call it, multi-single?
Well, you can call it that. Those are the ones that you can call it.
That's
called an EP. It has more than a single selection on there. And trust me, the album will be coming behind that. But we definitely know what the release date for the EP of This Is Me will be on the 14th. And I do this for Amazing, because Amazing is the man of the team that's going to push me off of that EP. But again, I'm not going to be right off. And I'm going to touch some people and ask people to be ready and really, really make sure.
It is absolutely beautiful. I had the opportunity to listen to it. And as you listen to the words, you're like, there's no one that can actually judge. No one can be judgmental. Because if they try to judge that, baby, you don't have his heart. You understand what I'm saying? So the barriers that will be broken with that, because it came from the heart. And you would just walk in obedience. And as you walk in obedience, you're going to see him continue to open doors. Just get ready, my friend.
Yeah, I like roller coasters anyway. The excitement of the blessing God is going to pour out. You know, one of the things I'm learning about this is it's not about fame, it's not about attention. Of course, everybody wants to be. Everybody wants to be recognized. Everybody wants to be seen in a sense or be accepted in a sense. And so this project is really going to give people an opportunity to take a look at themselves as they are. So God has made them to be. And they understand and know and be okay with being who God wants them. This is me. Take a look at them. You got to try to take a look at the Father because I don't have nothing to do with this. Amen.
Amen. You know, I love even the title of that release, This Is Me, because so many people are trying to be like others. And so they're comparing themselves to something, if you will, superficial, because a lot of those people aren't even being themselves. You understand?
I struggle with that. Oh my God, I struggle with that. And I'm going to be honest, it wasn't up until recently that I really had begun to just say, girl, there's only you. Remember my manager, who's awesome man of God, said to me one day, we were talking, he was giving me some mentorship, and he said, the ones I'm looking for might be on the face. Yeah, we got one. Or if not looking for another, Kimberly. Yeah, we got one. And I look for my Fantasia. And I'm looking for my girl, Kia Kid, or Kasha. They already have one. He said, if you need to figure out what is it that God put in you that causes you to stand out, that makes you unique, that when people see you, they're not looking for Kasha Pop. They're looking for DJ Marvel. They're not looking for, you know, and don't even know, because I love them all. support and love those people, but don't identify with them because they're not you. You are you. This is you. This is what you're saying. So if there was nothing else anybody could have told me, that was one thing that really caused me to see that, hey, you got something out here that's so different than what everybody else is doing, and it's okay. And it's just because it is.
Yes. You said something really key. You said, just be you.
Mm-hmm.
That right there, that's a preach. Just be you. So many people have been fake for so long, it's time to take the mask off and be you. Take the mask off and be you. Because there's so much deliverance in being you. There's so much healing in being you. And I say that because as you're being you and you're allowing your transparency to come out, so many others are just going to be like, oh, I can relate to her. I can feel her. And that's one of the reasons why I have people introduce themselves on my show, because as you introduce yourself and you're doing what you love,
mm-hmm.
people feel the love of him if you are him. Or you
mm-hmm.
identify with being in him and one with
that's
him.
Good.
That makes
that's
sense.
Good. It makes sense.
Yes.
Makes
and so that's one of the reasons I have people introduce themselves and me not read a bio, because I want them people to hear you and not just hear you, but really, really hear you. Hear your heart, hear everything about you through you introducing
yourself. That's why I am. I really want the people. It just hit my heart. I actually hear the heart of God, because what was written on my heart is the desire of God for my life.
Yes.
And I just want to hear God. Lord, behind the cross, Lord, that they will not see me but see you. Jesus the Christ crucified. You know, and people make fun of it, but it's real. And it's true, because in everything that I do, and I make mistakes, and I'm gonna make mistakes because I'm human. And God always knew that it's not easy. But one of the things I just want people to realize is that this is me. So if you can't accept that part of it, then how more can you accept the good parts of me? Because it's those rough parts that make me want to stay. That's part of my sacrifice, too. So, you know, that I think God allows us in certain situations that humble us to say, hey, you're not too perfect or good that you can't go through this and that you can't achieve it. It's the guess what? Because I'm so bad, because I'm so cold, I'm going to put you anyway. And guess what? Because of that sacrifice, then now it comes to will. We're not talking about money. We're not talking about finances, although that will come, thank God, because he promised me that I'd be abundant. But, you know, I would like to have it more abundantly. And then I got to die in the living to live with him. Come on, come on. I'm supposed to be able to get that right here on earth. But it's more than money. It's more than money. It's more than that. It's being able to really be who you are without shame, without regret. And say, yeah, I did that. But guess what? I did this too. Am I making sense?
Yes, and you can reach so many more people again with that transparency. Yes, that was me, but let me tell you who I am now. Let me
today.
Introduce you to somebody who made me to be here, even through that. You know?
Yes. Yeah. Wow. This is amazing. And just listening as we talk about this, you know, God is doing something that people are doing success as it relates to wealth. But I am totally convinced that there's no problem. There's no achievement. There's no great place for mountaintop experience without sacrifice. If you're not willing to relinquish those things that you feel that are flesh, salvation, that's what you, if you're not willing to sit those things aside, you never get really, really a piece of the promise. Because the promise is not about you, it's about what God wants for you. Ooh, it's about what God wants for you. You know what I'm saying? And guess what? That's not for you to keep. That's for you to go out and show somebody else, hey, I got my promise and it's yours too.
Just like sharing those gifts, like you've been sharing those gifts with us. You know, because you can't keep it to yourself. It's not going to do you any good to keep it to yourself. But what you're doing is you're sharing it and you're offering, you're sacrificing to be able to enlighten someone else, to encourage somebody else, to empower, to give them hope through your gift of song. Hey, everybody, as you're joining us on Facebook Live, how y'all doing this evening?
Hey, everybody.
Ms. DJ Norvette with us tonight. We're so excited about having her. And I'm telling y'all, mark your calendar, August 14th. That is when she's releasing her new EP. So I'm telling you, you gotta get it. Gotta get it. So, you know, God is so faithful. And so many times people get caught up again in trying to be somebody else when God says, just be. I have created you to become. Okay, you have become, now be, you know?
Oh, wow. You have become, now be. And that's the hard part, walking in it. You know, walking in it. You can pour me out a blessing, I don't have enough to receive it. If I don't do nothing with the blessing, if I don't do nothing with it, it's a certain blessing. You know, you got to walk it out. Walk it out. I'm excited for you. I'm really excited for you. And if you just stay focused on the promise and stay obedient, it's flowing. And you're just going to be like, okay. All right, Lord, just say turn right. Okay. You say go straight. I hear you, God. I'm going. Just listen. Just say. That was one of the things that we were saying with one of the shows recently. Just be still enough to hear him. Because I was so busy in the corporate world, I didn't hear myself. I didn't know if I was coming or going. Just get in a place of being able to hear his voice and just stay focused and obedient.
And I promise you, he won't let you down. Because we're coming up on 5 years for this show come December. And I've been doing it every single week since God gave me that assignment. He said, this is what I called you to do. And I gave him every reason why I couldn't. But just like that, you don't understand when, why, how. But he says, all I need you to do is be obedient and do it. And so I said all that to say, just be obedient and do it. So we've had several that have joined us since the show began. So I'm just going to do the little 20-second clip real quick. But guys, I want y'all to listen to the new On Fire to Inspire jingle. I'm going to play about 20 seconds of it. I'm not going to play the whole song. I'll do that on our outro as we're getting ready to go out. But I'm going to play about 20 seconds of this, and you'll hear the voice that you hear is Ms. Deidre Novette that is on here with us now. So for those of you who are just joining us, that is Ms. Deidre Novette. Let me just set my So that's Ms. Deidre Novette. That's the new song for her. The vocalist for the new Fire Inside Home. And she actually released her own EP coming up on August 14th. Guys, make sure you go look for that. Go support her. Because I'm telling you, everything I've heard is inspirational. It don't sound like church, go to church music, but it's something you can listen to and encourage yourself. I'm telling you. The title cut, which one is the title cut? Is it Amazing?
Amazing.
It'll
be the same.
Okay. So y'all go out and visit her page. You're the official Deidre Novette?
The official Deidre Novette on Facebook. The Deidre Novette on Instagram. Deidre Novette on LinkedIn. You can reach me on those social media outlets. Listen, I'm a little too old. Snapchat. I'm going to send it. It'll make no sense to me. And Twitter. I'm still trying to figure out why I'm tweeting people when they're tweeting me. So, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Hey, guys. I'm not the only
okay. You have, I think it's Shalaya. So she loves you.
Oh, that's my niece.
Amen. So, Ms. Deidre, what would you say to the person that is 45 years old, ready for a career change, ready to really now live? Because one of the premises of this show, the month before I released the show, the Lord said, tell the people it's time to stop existing and start living the life I called you to. What would you say to that 40 or 45-year-old that has been existing for so long and they're now ready to live because they heard your story? What would you say to that person?
First of all, thank God, because that's what it's all about. If what you're hearing coming from me, based on what God is giving me, is inspiring me to go out and do you and do what God has called to be, praise God. That's what it's all about. If I'm not doing that, then I'm missing it. I'm missing the mark, because that's what it's all about. But what I would say to them is that, Jesus, help me with this one. Because they're at a certain place in life, or here it is right here. Things are not going according to my plan. They're not going according to how I was supposed to be graduating.
The devil is a liar.
mine suggested that 45-year-old, 35-year-old, even an 18-year-old is lost and don't know what, won't figure it out, can't figure it out, don't know how to figure it out, can't figure it out. You're exactly what God wants you to be. According to your faith. Because, first of all, you can't expect him to take you somewhere that he don't believe he can take you to.
That's a word. Say that again.
You cannot expect him to take you to a place that you don't even believe he can get you to.
Ooh, that's a post
so
right there.
If you're at this age and you're like, why haven't I gotten there yet? The question is, do you even believe that you can get there? I listened to people tell me for so many years that I wasn't good enough, that I wasn't talented, that I couldn't sing, that I don't know what you're doing, you ain't gonna get there. I listened to it for years, and I began to believe it. But I remember, hey, sweetheart, how you doing? That's not nothing.
Right hand, major situation.
Right hand, faithful and forever. Man of my life. I'm leaving. Thank you so much. Going back to what you said, so what don't be said, here's another one. The faith without work is dead. You can't want to get to a place and expect to get to a place and not have to work. I told God I wasn't going to do it, and it wasn't happening my way. He's like, oh, okay, that's fine. You don't want to do it? I got somebody to be real. I really want to bless you in this area. But if you don't want to do it, if you don't want those steps to be ordered the way I want them to be ordered, then you're going to be doing it. The gift comes without repenting. I can sing. I know I can. But how far and how hard I'm going to go in that thing depends on me. So to that 35-year-old woman, to that person who's wanting to get to a place, who wants to, who's listening to this music when it drops, and if it's fine, you can listen to it all day. But guess what? That takes work in it. And then that sacrifice is seen. Because I see on TGR and the move by Dr. Fox, the same power that God that's in here and hope is in me. So I'm speaking to that person. And so they think the same thing that God is giving me, that I can do, you can do it too. It's easy. You never too old to do it. It is to put the pedal to the metal and drive that thing.
Hey, man.
Don't get no tickets. Don't even put them on. You can't get your tickets, but no, seriously. Put the pedal to the metal and drive that thing. For real. Go ahead. Which way is up? You can really go up. It's all, I don't see down. I don't even know what that means anymore. You can only go up. Keep going. I'm not stopping until I get what God has promised me. And I encourage you to do the same.
Amen. I tell you, girl, that's been a true blessing and something that so many need to hear. It's almost like a reality check for some, you know, because you've heard those things, like you said, you heard those things so much that you started believing what they said versus what God said. You know.
Started comparing myself to people. Oh, I can't run like that. I can't scream like that. I can't holler. I can't doodle run like that. I ain't got it. It wasn't meant for me. God damn it, just what he gave me for what he gave me. Can't nobody do me better than me.
No, ma'am. And can't nobody be you better than you. My God. Nobody can be you better than you because he created you to be unique. He created you to be a peculiar. He created us to be a peculiar people. And so why are we trying to fit in if he created us to be peculiar?
I'm a square, but I'm trying to fit in.
Yes,
all right.
Yes, one of a kind. You're
one of a kind.
One of a kind.
Yeah. Okay.
So if we're one of a kind, why are we trying to fit in somebody else's puzzle or somebody else's mold?
Listen, I don't know if somebody's trying to see a thing as a leader. Come on here. I don't know if somebody's trying to see a thing as a leader. It will be boring. Everybody, let's my biggest fan that I love you so much because they love me and they support me, and I thank God for it. So, just to give you guys a reminder that August 14th is my anniversary. And so, this is the reason why I chose to reach you on that day because my husband,
congratulations in advance on all this coming August 14th. You have another interview coming up as well.
August the 20th. I do have another interview coming up on 24th. And it's something else because I'm going to have to really keep my eyeballs open because girlfriend here is going to sleep at a certain time. And I have a bedtime. My eyes really don't stay up past certain hours, but it is a true blessing that I'll be on. And just to take a message of hope with Christine Lockett. I'll be on the show on August 20th at 10 p.m. And I pray for you, girl, because again, I told you that I can't take it like I like to. Thank God for coming.
Amen. Tell everybody how they can follow you one more time.
Okay, one more time. If you're looking for me, you can find me on Facebook at the official Deidre Norvette, Instagram, the Deidre Norvette, LinkedIn, Deidre Norvette. And you can follow me there. I'm excited if you guys want to reach out to anyone in my management team. You can reach me at the management team at everything.com. 873-1519. This is your phone number. And I just thank you so much for having me. And thank you guys. Please click chat, share, follow, connect. Please do. Support is everything to me. It means everything to my team. And I just thank you guys. Thank you for what God has done.
Amen. So we're gonna end the show tonight with your full version of the song.
And we have T and T on Thursday and Thursday. And yes,
blessing. I thank you for putting it out there. Appreciate it. All right. Thank you, Ms. Trish. So we're going to actually listen to the full version of the On Fire Inspired jingle. We're going to close out with that. And I'm actually going to play the video that Vodiology put together from some shots using that song. So here we go. Let me turn my camera around. And here we go. Let me cut the volume up, y'all.
We had so much fun.
Good night. Bye-bye, everybody. Love you. Love you. Love you, girl.